Pasuk Beis, Parak Aleph of Eichel, we continue. Bachai Sivka Balayla. Cry at night, a double lashon, a double terminology of crying. Bachai Sivka Balayla at night. Vidimasa Alechia, and her tear remains on her cheek. Ein la Menachem. There's no one to comfort her. Mikol Ohaveha. From all of her friends, from everyone, there's no one to comfort her. Kol Re'eha Bagduba. All of her friends have betrayed her. Bagduba. Hayula la'ivim. And they are now for an enemy. Tonight I'd like to talk about the inyan of bechia, of the crying, in particular, in the bechia of the crying, which is discussed by the Navi Yirmiyah, of the double lashon of bachai. So the Gemara Sanhedrin already recognizes this double terminology, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Beis bechia islamah. Why the double bacha sivka? The double terminology. Zach the Gemara, Echad al Mikdash Rishayin, the Echad al Mikdash Sheni. One is going on the first Beis HaMikdash, and one is going on the second Beis HaMikdash. When we commemorate Tisha B'Av, if Mashiach doesn't come by Thursday, so we'll be commemorating both the Churban Bayis Rishayin, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and the Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the double Lashon, Zach the Gemara, is going on both Batei Mikdashim. The Ein Yaakov says that the double lashon, the double terminology, alludes to a bitter crying. Bachai sivka. There's crying and there's crying. When a person really bitterly cries, it's a constant crying. And therefore the Navi uses the terminology of bachai sivka, of the double crying. Another pshat given is bachai sivka is a crying and causes others to cry. Very often a person is moved to tears when they see someone else, particularly by a levaya, Rachmana Litzlan. So you'll have a case where some people begin to cry, the maspid, the mishpacha, the person saying the eulogy, or the family, they're bachai. But it's such an intense crying that bachai sivka, it causes others to cry. And therefore, so too at Tisha B'Av, we're baicha, we cry on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the bechia of one, of the crying of one, which causes the bechia of others. Balayla, this bechia comes at night. So this alludes to the Rashi in Parashat Shlach, Atem bechisa bechia shalchinam, vani ekva lachem bechia ledairis. You cried a bechia bechinam, which means a cry for no reason. And therefore, the ekva, I will be kaveya for you, a bechia l'dayrais, crying, l'yaleinu l'dayrais. As we know, the Meraglim came back, the spies spied Eretz Yisrael, they came back on Erev Tisha B'Av, on the eighth day of Av, and they came with the whole story, and Klal Yisrael fell for it, and they cried that night. Zuck Rashi, from the Medrash, from the Gemara, you had no reason to cry, what were you afraid of? Atem bechisa bechia shalchinam, you cried a crying of no reason. I'll give you what to cry about. And the ekval lachem bechia l'dayrais. Bochai sivcha alludes to the double bechia, the double crying of the first bechia shalchinam, that they cried for no reason. Tivcha, you'll cry. I'll give you what to cry about. L'dayrais, for generation, for year in and year out. I'll give you what to cry about. The Sefer Kol Yisrael, on Masechta Sanhedrin, who says that this is mida keneged mida. Kivan shebachu bechinam al bias ha'aretz, you cried bechinam for no reason on your entry into Eretz Yisrael, yidku balayla hahu al yitzias ha'aretz. It's more than just crying, but it's that just like Klal Yisrael cried on their way into Eretz Yisrael, I'll give you, this is what the Gemara means, I will give you a bechia on the yitziah, on the going out of Eretz Yisrael. The Meramei Rutenberg says that Mikan Minag Likrais Echa Balayla. This is the reason why we lay Echa Balayla, Bochai Sivka Balayla. At night, it's the tears are heard, voices travel better by night, which is another pshat in Bochai Sivka Balayla. And therefore, the Bechia that we have is the Iker, the Echa, which is the Bechia, the crying, is laid at night. The Makachi Hashem, the Weizen Rebbe, who survived the war, survived the camps, He had a shaila in the ghettos in 1941, whether it was mutter to lay an eicha early by yoyim. And in that case, it happened to be a Matzei Shabbos. But the problem was, there were curfews, you were not allowed to be out at night. So to come and lay an eicha at night would have been a big problem. So the shaila that he was asked, could we lay an eicha during the day or before shkia or ben shmashes? I think it was actually before shkia, before sunset. And in his case, he gave two reasons why. Number one, davar tamua l'rabim. It would be perplexing to say eicha, but v'rabim, people come to shul, in particular when it was Shabbos afternoon, you're going to do eicha, even though technically you could do something for plaga mincha in such a case. But l'mais, it's not right. And furthermore, he brought to my real, the Maril says that Rosh Hashanah, ein l'hoisip Rosh Hashanah, shehu yayim adin. You should not be maisif. We don't make Rosh Hashanah early. We're not makabal Rosh Hashanah early because it's Yom Adin. So we have the Yom Adin. We come to it. But to be makabal the Yom Adin early, to start at Plag HaMincha like we do Friday in the summer, that we're not going to do. To extend the Yom Adin, we're not going to do. So it's the same thing here. To extend, to be maisif, to add to the day of Tisha B'Av, which is a day of mourning, a day of Avelus, that was improper. That would be an improper thing. And therefore, it's Bachai Sivka Balayla. It's only at night, once it's dark, once it's Seisek HaChavim, then we begin the Eicha. And of course, this alludes to the concept, as we said, that Laila is an Indian of Golas, is exile. Day is a simon of Geula, of the Geula, of the redemption of Klal Yisrael, of the going out of the Golas, of the going out of the exile. And therefore, it's more appropriate that we do it at night. But back to the Indian of Bechia, the first kinnis. This is the concept of Alayla and the Bachai Sivka we immediately allude to in the kinnis at night. There's much discussion of the kinnis by day, but the kinnis at night, there are two of them. Right off the bat, the third kinnah, Bilal Zayiv Kayun. On this night, they cried. Again, a discussion of the tragedies that historically have occurred to Klal Yisrael, and in particular on Tisha B'Av. And kinnah Hay, Ad Ona Bachiyah, it's also in the psukim, other psukim in Eicha, also talk about this concept of bechia, the concept of crying at night. I was thinking, though, perhaps two other pshatim in the concept of bechia, of why, right off the bat, the Navi tells us, this, bocha, you're going to cry over this. One relates to the mitzvah of Einoas Dvarim. The Pasuk, the Parashas Bahar tells us, v'loisayinu ishas amitzai. Do not harass one another. V'yareisam alekecha. Fear your God, k'anisham alekecha. Because I am your God. What type of harassment is the Pasuk referring to? Sok Rashi, kan hizir al oinoas dvarim. The Torah is coming to warn us regarding verbal harassment. As the Mishnah of Mitzi elaborates, for example, v'yabal tshuva l'yayim aloi, zechor ma'asecha harishaynim. Don't say someone became frum. Don't say to him, remember your old days. I remember watching you go to a trefa restaurant, to a non-kosher restaurant. Remember those days 20, 30 years ago? So Dr. Gemara, that's einoas dvarim, because you're making him feel bad. Or if you say, I remember you used to drive on Shabbos, that's einoas dvarim. You're not supposed to do that. No, we're not referring, it's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara would be that I go to somebody else and I say, this person used to be a Mechal Shabbos. That's not the case. The case is you're alone with somebody else, just you and this person. And you're saying to him, no one's around. You're not being mavazim in front of anybody. You're just making him feel bad. But a husband could say to a wife, don't burn the cholent like you did last week. That's einoas dvarim. Or a wife could say to the husband, why don't you look at the map or take a GPS? Don't get lost like you did last time. Right? Oh, that's an iser of einoas dvarim. It's making a person feel bad. You're prodding the person, you're prying, you're knocking him, so to speak. The Chinuch says, the Sharash HaMitzvah Lasei Shalom Ein Abriyais. The Gadol HaShalom V'Kash HaMachloikas. The purpose of this mitzvah, the Sharash of the mitzvah, is to make peace between people, and Gadol HaShalom and Kash HaMachloikas. How good peace is, and how bad Machloikas is, of the Chinuch Kama Klolais, the Kama Takolais Tluyais Ba. How many curses and takolas, the terrible things, come out of this. Rosh Hashanah wants a world of peace. And therefore, the einoas dvarim is something that erodes this shalom. There's another type of einoah. You can't overcharge. If you overcharge somebody, there's a certain given price, and I'm going to charge more. That's called a nas dvarim, a sixth. Right? The Gemara speaks about this. The Gemara says, what's anas mammon? Anas mammon, right? Anas mammon is when a person, anas dvarim, when a person charges, when a person says something. Anas dvarim is when you knock somebody, and anas mammon is when you charge someone extra, more than you're supposed to. Which is worse? The Gemara says, anas dvarim is worse. Why? Because anas mammon you can always take back. Right? You overcharge somebody, you feel bad, you say, listen, I overcharge you, here's a refund. Anas dvarim, once you knock somebody, you can't take it back. The knock already took place. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shevah shivra yachai gadol einas dvarim zebegufay zebemamaynai." This is begufay and this is bemamayn. If I overcharge somebody, so I knocked his pocketbook, I knocked his wallet. But if I einas dvarim, I've actually gotten into his guf. I've knocked him in a way, and therefore it's worse. So what does this have to do with pechiyah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after the victim of Einas Dvarim. As that Gemara says, Kol HaShaarim Ninalu Chutz Mishari Demois, that all the gates were closed except for the Shar of Demos, except for the Shar, the gate of tears. They're all locked. Because when a person cries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, as we say on Bahab, and we say in the Ilah, Yiratzim Ufanecha Shemea Kol Bichyais. The Rebbe Hashem should listen to the sound of crying. Take our tears and put them in a flask of a person cries. A person cries tefillas. Even if their tefillas don't seem to be listened to, Rebbe Hashem takes those tears and sticks them in a flask and saves them for a future date when you need rachmanis, when your children need rachmanis, when your enekloch need rachmanis. Who knows, a person that has a nace that occurred to him, or a person has a maisa where they were in a dangerous situation and they walked out. It might have been the tears of the Elter Baba or Elter Zeta that lived 100 years ago. And that Rasham took those tears and put them in a flask and pulled them out at the time of a tragedy, at the time of a situation where it was needed. The Gemara though makes another statement. There's another gate which is closed. And that's the Shari, all the other gates are closed. Except for the gates of Ayna. Zok Rashi, what's the connection? There seems to be a connection between the Shari Dema'ais, that's the gate that's not locked, and the Shari Ayna. We could say they're independent of each other. This is not closed, and this is not closed. The gates of tears, and the gates of making fun of knocking somebody. Zok Rashi, there's a connection. L'fishatzar ha'levi. The Karav Lahari demise, that the Sha'arim of the Shar of Ayna are not closed because the Shari Ayna are really Zakrashi, one of the same of the Shari demise. The gates of Ayna, of knocking someone else, Zakrashi will cause a person to cry. Because when a person knocks someone else, they cry. They might not cry inside, they cry outside. So therefore, just as the Shari demise are not closed, Yibar Shom listens when someone cries, so too when someone has Aino, when they're a victim of Aino Astvara, when someone makes fun of them, then also, if there's the demise, so the Yibar Shom doesn't close those gates. Therefore, Tzara ties in it also. Tzarech Lizar B'Aino Ashtai. A person should be careful of Aino Ashtai, of knocking one's wife, one's spouse, L'fisha Dimasa Mitsuya. Because Dimasa, her tears are close. If you knock, you make fun. Then the next step is going to be demise. And therefore those sha'arim are not closed, those gates are not closed. What is the shayresh of Ayna? So I think it's a pasuk, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Amos. V'ini Hashem nitzav al chaymes anach, uv'yaday anach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word anach is similar as Ayna, and therefore it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzav al chaymes, he stands above this and watches the anach, which is allusion to the word Ayna. And therefore the Baruch Shalom watches. So if you start up with somebody, that the Baruch Shalom is going to take care of that victim. It's where it brings a pasuk, but it's technically a play on words. The word anach literally means a plumb line. V'hini Hashem nitzav al chaymes anach literally means Hashem stands on the wall where there's a plumb line. When you watch someone build, they take a line and they drop it and they're able to measure. That's what an anach means. What's the connection between Ayna and anach? So I think the pshat is simple. Is anoch is something that drops. You take a plumb line, you let go, and it falls. When a person is someone is the victim of aynah, so pshat, they can be having a wonderful day, everything's going fine, you're going along, it's a wonderful, you're happy, and then all of a sudden someone comes over to you, I'm sure you've had it happen to you, and gives a dig, and says, I remember when you did this wrong, or you said that wrong, or you did this no good, and the person drops, like an anoch. And not only does anoch drop, but it drops through gravity. Gravity accelerates. Gravity is a rate of acceleration. It gets faster and faster. It doesn't just drop at the same rate. It goes faster as it drops. That's aynah. When a person, the better the dig, the bigger the shtach a person has, the greater the drop. He's up, having a great time and a great day, and just drops and falls, and sometimes tailspin. The people who sink into depressions because one person said one thing. That's the kayach of aynah. And that's the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And there's passive aynah. Passive aynah is a child in a classroom says, I got a 95, I'm so upset, I wanted that 100. And Nebuch, the Talmud sitting there, who's lucky to get an 80, is passively the victim of aynah, because this person is walking around. Or young couples who are married, they'll say, or engaged, or busy with preparations, or bills to pay, and so on. And meanwhile, their friend standing there is saying, what are you complaining about? Baruch Hashem, you're married. That's a passive aynah, whereby the statement that's being made is causing someone else to feel bad. Or someone who has children, they're expecting, or they have a baby that keeps them up at night, and they're complaining to their neighbor who never has no children. Oh, I'm up a half a night, I can't do it, my husband can't, he has to sleep, and I have to get up, or the husband has to get up. This person doesn't have children, a person is affluent, they're talking about what they lost and what they did, and the bills they have to pay, and Nebuch, the person next to them, could hardly afford anything. A person who's educated can't make a person who's less educated feel bad by talking about what he knows and etc. All of that is a passive aynah asdvarim, but certainly what's asr is the active aynah asdvarim, is where a person says, you did this and you did that, and therefore you make that person feel bad. So what does it have to do? L'chayra, if you say the shari demois, is le'ninalu. This is when Ribbono Shel Olam brings a churban bayis, it's because of the upper echelons of society. The tzaddikim, the righteous, the good, the erlicha people are being chayte. There's always those that have the ability to save Klal Yisrael. But when even the great people are doing something wrong, then the Ribbono Shel Olam has no one to turn to. So it could be Pshat as Bochai Sivke. Is it alluded to Aynah Asdvarim? Because the Chavetz Chaim brings the Torah L'das, brings the B'Shem the Chavetz Chaim. His Lashon is a lapella. Al Anoshim Rabim, Hamaminim, Ubaitchim Bashem, Eich Enam Yireim, Ve'enam Nisharim, Ve'lavzeh. It says, even Tzadikim, even people who are Mamish, Anoshim Yireim, Ushleimim, this is an Avera that people are nichshol in. Even the Ernst and the Erlich, most Erlich of people. The Chavetz Chaim is not, this Chavetz Chaim is saying this. This is one of those Averas that somehow was forgotten about. You can say what you want to somebody, even the person who cares on Lashon Hara. This is something that's so rampant in Klal Yisrael. The concept of the shtach, the concept of the one-liner, the concept of the make fun of. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching. When a person that does that, the Shari Demois Lo Ninalu, the victim is protected, and later the Ribbono Shel Olam is upset. Kaviyachol. The victim is a Bochai Sivke. The victim cries. Perhaps the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Mida Kenegan Mida, you're Gairim. I'm watching. I'm Nitzav Al Chaimas Anoch. I watch. I'm up on the wall watching this Aynah. You're Michshol in this Aveira. And therefore, Mida Kenegan Mida, Bochai Sivke. You were Gairim, you people were Gairim this thing to happen. You were Gairim someone else to be Bacha. So if you Ribbono Shel Olam, Bachai Sivke, I'll give you what to cry about. I'll put you into Golos, I'll send you out of Eretz Yisrael. That's the inyan of this Bechiyah. But the other place we have the Lashon of Dima, is the only place in Chumash the word Dama appears, is the Pasuk Le'oschav Dimocha Lo'isa Acher, which means, Rashi says, Hatshruma. It refers to truma. If a person has to bring truma, le'oscha v'dimacha, what your truma that you need to bring loisa acher, should not come late. It should come on time. That's the only place that the lashon of that terminology bocha is the action of crying, and what comes out are the tears, are the demise. So Rashi says a truma. The ani yedei amal loshen dema. Rashi says I don't know what the dema, why, what the connection with truma is, but that's what it means. Rashi doesn't know the makor. It's like the Ramban. It's from the loshen of dima sa'ayin. Says the loshen of truma comes from dima sa'ayin b'avor sheyid mela beredas tipais. It's the loshen of similar tears that drip down, and so too. That's fruit. Fruit drips. The dripping of the fruit is similar to the tears. And therefore, Malay Oscha v'dimacha v'leisa acher. That's the truma from the peiris, from the fruit. You should not bring light. I saw it a sefer, in the name of the Rami Kuvrin, says, Malay Oscha, mashalibcha mismalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever, when you're happy with from the Ribbono Shel Olam, mashalibcha mismalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you want to do, the dimacha, the heimat mo sha'ata shayfech, loisa acher. Ribbono Shel Olam notices. In other words, that which you do good and that which you cry, loisa acher. Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't make like acher. Ribbono Shel Olam notices. Whatever a person does, what you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you cry, when you daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes note. The Sefer Zayis Ranan says, people typically make nedarim when things are good and make nedarim when things are bad. So he says, Malayoscha, Mashakibalta Basimcha. When you do so, you say something, you're happy, a person face gets a raise, he says he's gonna give tztaka because of the raise, he's making more or he got a job, he's gonna do a good action. Malayoscha, when times are good, the dimacha, mashakibalta beinayim demois. What a person's makabo when they're crying. People who are marching loyaleinu in the concentration camps, to the gas chambers, made nedarim to the Eibishter, Bedima. They were crying. They said, Baruch Shalom, if you get me out of here, if you let me out, I'll do something for Klal Yisrael. The famous Maisel with the founder of Shatnez, taking care of Shatnez in America, right? I'll do something. I'll do something for Klal Yisrael. Mileoscha, when you make a neder, because you're happy, v'dimacha, when you make a neder when you're ready to cry, loisa acher, keep your neder. Don't let your neder go by the wayside. Tiskayim is to the recha. Keep your neder. I think there's one more pshat in the Bochai Sivka that I wanted to share with you. The Avoser of Nosson, or the Torah Shleima brings an Avoser of Nosson, but it might be a different Gerson Avoser of Nosson because it's difficult to find exactly where this Avoser of Nosson is. He quotes a parak that's not in our regular Avoser of Nosson, parak Mem Zayin, but we don't have a parak Mem Zayin. But the Torah Shleima brings as follows. The first time the word Bechiyah appears in Chumash, I believe, this is the first place a Lashon appears in the Parashas Vayera. Parak Chav Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Pasuk tells us, it's the story of Hagar and Yishmael, and they went out, and she thought her son is going to die, Yishmael. Vatisa es kaila vatesk. And she raised her voice and she cried. The next pasuk says, Vayishma lekim es kol hanar. We learn this on Rosh Hashanah. Vayishma lekim es kol hanar. Rav Shalom heard the kol hanar. Vayika malach alekim el hagar. Yina shamayim ayir melo malach hagar. Al tiri. Ki shama lekim es kol hanar v'asher usham. Rav Shalom is going to hear, you have nothing, don't worry about it. So, Torah Shleima brings Gimel Bachel, V'shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechisam. There are three individuals who cried, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their Bechiyah. Ve'elu Hein, Hagar, Ve'esav, Ve'chizkiyah. Hagar, Esav, and Chizkiyah. Hagar Minayin, Shenemar, our Pasuk, Vatitzas Kala Vateivk, she cried, U'minayin Sheshama Bechisah, Shenemar, Kishama Hashem is called Anar, Basher Husham. So that's the end of the quote. It doesn't quote to other parts of where we know it from. But where's the pasuk that's referring? The second time Bechiyah appears, I think I looked at the Karkadansia, I might be off on this, but from looking quickly through it, the second time is V'liv Kaisa by Avram Avinu, where Lashon of Bechiyah is used. And the third time is a pasuk by Esav, which is what this Torah Shleim is referring to, that he brings from the Avos of Nosson. The pasuk in Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Dalet, tells us, V'yarotz Esav likrasai. This was after the fight between the Sarah Shal Esav, between the Malach, between the angel, and Yaakov Avinu. So immediately afterwards, Yaakov goes and he's on his way back, and Esav comes to greet him, Vayechabkehu, and he embraces him, Vayipol al Tzavarav, and he falls on his neck, Vayishakehu, and he cries, Vayivku, Vayishakehu, and he kisses him, Vayivku, and they cry. So most of the discussion of this pasuk is on the word Vayishakehu. There's dots over it, and why he fell on his neck, and there's different pshatim. Was he doing it? Did he really mean it, or didn't he really mean it? The different pshatim that are brought. But the word Vayivku is also the Esav cried. So if you look at this officer of Nasan, you'll see that he's really bringing two individuals. There are three individuals who are listened to. And in the beginning of Bereishis, we have the first three times of Chumash, three people also. But we put aside the Bechi of Avram Avinu, because he's Avram Avinu is Elter is Eid Avram, or Chizkiah. But if you look at the enemies of Klal Yisrael, who were the Bechiyais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to? So to Abbas Reb Nosson, to Hagar, and to Esav. And I think the Bechiyais, we could say that this offsets. Bochai Sivka Balayla. If you have the Ribbono Shel Olam listening to the enemies of Klal Yisrael, they're Bechiyais. The Bechiyah of Hagar and Yishmael. Because the Pasuk says, how will she listen to Vayishma Hashem al Kol Anar? And the Bechiyah of Esav, perhaps our Bechiyah on Tisha B'Av, the Bochai Sivka is going up against the Bechiyais of the Hagar and the Esav who were listened to. But it's important to understand the fundamental chiluk between the accomplishment of the Bechi of Hagar and the Bechi of Esav. They're two totally different Bechiyas. The Bechi of Hagar was the Bechi of Tfilah. As the Pasuk says, Batis says, Kail of Atev, Vayishmael Kim is Kal Hanar, the Kayach of Yishmael is his Kayach of Tfilah, of prayer, of prayer services. That's the Kayach. The way to offset that is by Klal Yisrael's tefillahs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, our Bechiyahs, our davening, that has the ability to offset the Bechiyah of Yishmael. The Bechiyah of Esav is totally different. The Bechiyah of Esav is not a Bechiyah of tefillah, but it's rather a Bechiyah which brings out the best of Esav. Shem Shafal Hirsch, on this pasuk, says as follows. He's troubled by how has Esav come to be Bacha? Esav, the strong and the mighty. Esav, the warrior. Esav doesn't cry. Esav's not the type to cry. What's going on here? What happened? So Shem Shafal Hirsch says as follows. I'll read you the Lashon in one of the English types. That here purely humane feelings overcame Esav is warranted for by the little word Vayivku. They wept. A kiss can be false. So that's the issue. Vayishakehu, he kissed them. You can fake a kiss, but not tears that flow at such moments. He brings bocha as related to boka, which is to burst out. Tears are drops from one's innermost soul. This kiss and these tears show us that Esav was also a descendant of Avram Avinu. In Esav, there must have been something more than just a wild hunter. Otherwise, how could we have had the ability to domineer the whole development of mankind? And in parentheses, which the Romans actually did. If a person is just a Vilda, a person is just wild, a person is the hunter, a person is the wild man, so how do you develop the whole Western civilization, Western culture? The sword alone, simply raw force, is not able to do that. But Esav also gradually more and more lays the sword aside, turns gradually more and more towards humanness. And it is just Yaakov on whom Esav has most opportunity to show that how the principle of humanness begins to affect him. When the strong respect the rights of the strong, it may well be wisdom. It is only when the strong, as here Esav, fall around the necks of the weak and cast the sword of violence far away, only then does it show that right and humanness have made a conquest. It's such a powerful yisoid, Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch is saying. Because he's talking, when you talk about Esav, you're talking about the history of the last 2,000 years. We're in the gullus of Esav. And he's talking about the meat of Esav. We see a dual role that Esav played. On one hand, Esav was the conqueror, the warrior, the fighter. But then Esav had a soft side to him. He did, of course, Kibbutz. And here, when he came in the presence of Yaakov Avinu, when he learned from the Yaakov Avinu, all of a sudden he becomes slowly a different person. He becomes a human being. He becomes a kind, a gentle, sweet human being. And therefore, what Rav Shlomo Hirsch is showing is that this is what's brought out. This is what's brought out right at this point, at this moment of the Esav. But it's a tremendous chus for Esav. Tremendous chus. Because if Esav would just be the wilder, the wild hunter, so then what chus does he have? He's just a wild man. But where he comes as a human being, where he comes and he does ma'aseh chasadim, actions of kindness, where he acts like this human being. So now the Rebbe Shlomo looks down and says, what a wonderful nation. But it has a further danger to it. And that is, in the previous parak, right, just psukim before, Al-Kein lo-Yeichol b'nei Yisrael eskid ha-Nosha, asher al-Kaf ha-Yorech ha-Layim ha-Zeh, ki naga b'kaf Yerech Yaakov, b'gid ha-Nosha. He was naga b'kaf Yerech. So there's different pshatim in what did the Sarah Shal Esav to life, which represents Esav, what did he accomplish? He accomplished the different explanations in regards to anti-Semitism of what the Umas Olam did, what the Esav did to Klal Yisrael, to break him or to dislocate him. There's different pshatim. But I heard once from Einstetter, told over a pshat, that it means the Sar Shal Esav rubbed in such a gentle way the Kaf Yerech. He didn't beat it. The Pashat pshat is he broke it. He hurt it. That's why he limped. But another pshat is, when all else fails, the Sarah Shal Esav just touched it very kindly and very gently. Because all of these represent the actions of Esav. The Sarah Shal Esav represent the battle between Klal Yisrael and Esav. L'dairei dairos. Some of the battles of where they're trying to beat us, the battles of hitting, of dislocating, of smashing, which is one pshat. But the other danger is also when the Sarah Shal Esav rubs it, and says, don't worry, everything's fine. Assimilate with me. Become part of me. I'm a nice guy. Look, I'm a human being. I go with chesed. When the Umas Ha'ilam, when the Esav has done this historically, that's always spelled doom for Klal Yisrael. All the times, whenever there was the kindness and chesed, what always happens is assimilation happens. Klal Yisrael comes and they become, the Sarah Shal Esav is grabbing out. The Sar Shal Esav is petting this Kaf Yerech of Yaakov Avinu, the thigh, and saying, come on, come join me. Everything is wonderful, everything is fine. And as further comes, the danger comes, Vayivku. And then he goes on, Esav, Vayisas Einav, and he asks, who are these children? Who are these? A mensch. Esav is a mensch also. But that also serves as a tremendous danger of Klal Yisrael. But it's a schus. It's a tremendous chesed. It's a tremendous kindness of Esav. So could be pshat is the Bochai Sivka, is the Klal Yisrael in the Golos that we're in, the mixture of the Golos of Esav and the Golos of Yishmael is going up against those Bechiyas that the Ribbono Shel Olam listened to. The two different Bechiyas. The one Bechiyah of Tvila, of Yishmael, where we have to daven, Keneged, the Bnei Yishmael, who have those chusim of the prayers and the tefillahs, and the Bechiyah of Esav, where he puts aside the sword, where he puts aside the violence and says, I'm a person of peace, I'm a person of shalom, I'm a person of chesed, I'm a person of good, I want you to be part of me. That's the second Bechiyah that Klal Yisrael has to offset. The Bechiyah, both, the Bochai Sivka, the Bechiyah Keneged, Yishmael, and the Bechiyah Keneged, of that of Esav. But then the pasuk says, "V'dimas al-lechia," the dima is on the cheek, which is a symbolic of constant, that it stays there. When someone cries bitterly, they can't remove the tears. They take tissues and wipe it away, but it remains there. Eila menachem, and there's no one to comfort her. On Erev Tisha B'Av, this concept Eila menachem you find by an oinein. There's a halacha that Erev Tisha B'Av, when we eat the Suda, it's kemeseh mutu lefanov. That's the mood that a person should be in. Meseh mutu lefanov means that a person is like an oinein. An oinein is when someone passes away, the relatives who are there are not allowed to eat pasuv v'yayin. And there's a certain mood, and you can't be menachem in oinei. It doesn't work. They're not interested in the nechama. The suda on Erev Tisha B'Av, suda on Sekkot, is also glass of yayin. You cannot eat meat or wine, because we're like an oinei. And since we're like the oinei, therefore we don't eat pasav yayin. We extended that to the entire 9 days, because we extended that halach of Erev Tisha B'Av also because of the karbonos, right? We don't have karbonos, and so on. So, Eilam and Nachem, this is a question that Rishonim ask. Why don't we say Nachem? We only say Nachem on Tisha B'Av by Mincha. Why don't we say Nachem during all the tefillahs? It's a beautiful tefillah. Why don't we say the whole Tisha B'Av? Ma'ariv Shachar, what do we wait for Mincha for? There's two opposing pshatim. It's really the Machlokes Rishonim exactly when to say it. But Lamaisa, the meaning in God's Chal Yisrael is to say it only by Mincha. So there's two really totally different pshatim. The pshat that relates to this is that on Tisha B'Av night, we're like an oinei. The intensity that we're supposed to feel for the Churban Beis HaMikdash is that of an oinei, against someone who's lost a relative. It's not until after Chatzos, until the afternoon, when we get off and we're put on talis and tefillin, then we lose that level of aninus, and now we're aveilim. Now we're mourners on the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, only at that point, Nachem Hashem, at that point, Rebbe Shalom has the ability to menachem us, to comfort us, because the only time we'll accept the comfort of the nechama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is only later. So it could be pshat here, is a bochai simcha balayla at night, eila menachem, you can't give a comfort to us, we can't have nechama. That only starts Tisha B'Av afternoon and extends through Rosh Hashanah. We have the Shemit Nechamta, the 7 weeks of Nechama. We're Avelim on Yerushalayim that whole time. And the Rosh Hashanah is day in and day out, and symbolically we lay in from Naftira each week a Nechama to Chal Yisrael. You're Misavil. You're mourning on the Churban Bayis. Don't worry, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, and so on. All the different Naftiras, which again, the Naftiras are only of Meina Ma'ira, which means they're symbolic of the Kufa, of the period of time that we're in, of the period of Nechama. But that Nechama cannot come at this point. At night, Bachai Sidka Balayla, when a person is crying on the Churban Bayis at night, Eila Menachem, Nechama doesn't help. It's like coming someone who's lost a relative and saying, Hamakim Menachem, is it appropriate? You can't say Hamakim Menachem to someone who's an Aine. You have to wait till after the Leviat, after they're sitting Shiva. It doesn't work, Chazal tell us. That's the Inyan of Eila Menachem. Out of the other pshat that the Rishonim bring of why Nachem is said in the afternoon is Pupakarit, is the opposite. Is that we know the Churban Beis HaMikdash really occurred, the Iker, primarily on the 10th of Av. But it started on the 9th of Av, in the afternoon, and it extended into the 10th. That's why we're dying Dini Avelus until Chatzais of the 10th of Av. This year it's a Friday, so there's certain leniencies, the coolness of a person needs to do laundry, take a haircut before Chatzais. According to many sheets, even the night before, but say Tisha B'Av, right? But that's a special kula. But the Iker, we're still Misavel. You can't listen to music, you can't eat meat, you can't. All the Isurim are there. It's just a covered Shabbos for Mekel on Yudav. But so that's Yudav. So why don't we fast on Yudav? Why isn't it that day? Because Aschalos of the Puranisa, the beginning of the Puranis, the beginning of the Tsaris, occurred on the 9th of Av. That's when it started. So when did it start? Started in the afternoon. Started by Mincha time. So the intensity, the Iker part of Tisha B'Av is by Mincha. So Nachem, we say it then. We say Nachem at the moment that the fires began. I'm saying that shot is the opposite. That's saying the most intense moment of Tisha B'Av is in the afternoon, is by Mincha. The first shot we're saying is the other way around. The intense, the aninus, which is stronger, is at night in the morning, and then by the afternoon we're already Menachem. But either way, according to any shot, we're either an Oinei or we're either an Ovel on Tisha B'Av. I want to just say over one more Maimer Chazal. And that's really the Haskalah for next week's year, which will be the last week of the series. The Medrash Zuta and Eicha tells us, Bochai Sivke, the double Lashon of crying, Eini Eini Yardamayim, we have the Pasuk also later, Al Eila Ani Baichia, which is the Ayin, where the Pasuk says, Al Eilani Baichia, on this I cry, Eini Eini Yarda Moya, my eyes, also the double Lashon, Chait Chata Yerushalayim, the eighth Pasuk of Eicha, Ches is also the double lush and the double terminology of Chet. Chet Chata Yerushalayim. So the Medrash says, Bochai Sivka. There's a double crying. Eini Eini Yardamayim. Chet Chata Yerushalayim. V'kol Chach Lama. Why the double lashon? So the Medrash says, L'fishachatu b'kithlayim. Because they sinned double. Shenemar kishtayim ro'os asa ami. They did double. V'kimen shachatu b'kithlayim, loko b'kithlayim. And since they sinned double, they're hit double. Shenemar ki locha b'yad Hashem kithlayim v'chol chateseha. Double. U'lufishem ha'kaiseha k'fulois. Because their maka is double. Kach nechama is kfulay. So too their nechama is kfulay. Shenemar nachamu nachamu ami. As the pasuk says nachamu nachamu ami, the Medrash Rabbah says the same thing. Chet chata, chata b'kiflayim, v'loka b'kiflayim, u'menachamu b'kiflayim, which means there was a double aveira. They cried double. They sinned double. And they were hit double. And the nechama is double. So Mitzvah Shem next week, on Matzah Shabbos nachamu, Mr. Shem will talk about this inyan of the what was the double chait. We'll say Rez Hashem from Rabbi Reb Kolevsky's Atzal, the double chait and the double luchama. Agotavach.